Okay, so this is me, and most of you are familiar with me shirtless, yeah? Even in the middle of winter. Now, Cooley, I've got to find I forget her full name, but Cooley, the owner of the Viva Nord Hostel in Tallinn, and the owner of several other hostels in Tallinn, and etc., has decided that after 3 months of me providing unstinting hard work, sometimes working the entire day, doing really, really, really hard work, and always finding work to do, so that there hasn't been a single day, apart from the days I was so sick from being overworked that I couldn't actually get out of bed. Every day that I've been here, I've done at least an hour's work. Some days I've done 6 hours work, yeah? And my reward for that is that if any little shit from some other country comes and complains about me in Russian or Ukrainian, so I can't, with people who don't speak English or Estonian, so I can't know what even they're saying, then my reward is I'm now in this toilet block, yeah, with no ceiling, and they've even turned the heating off, yeah. They've had the heating on in the big room ever since I've been here, and I actually spoke to them and said, "Why? It seems to me you're wasting a lot of money heating up to really hot temperatures a room which maybe two or three people use, yeah." I mean, I come in here and I've thought, why the hell are they wasting so much electricity heating up this room to like a sauna temperature? And suddenly, now that I've moved into one part of that room, it seems they've turned the heating off. Yeah, and it's the middle of winter, just before Christmas. You know, and you can see how I'm dressed, and I'm not doing this to be dramatic, but I'm actually cold. Even after having a hot shower, I'm cold. And the heater usually turns on every like half an hour, and I've been in here all night, has not turned on. There's not a sign of life, so it looks like they've turned the heater off, yeah? Just out of spite, out of sheer spite. It's just absurd. What the fuck have I done to deserve this, yeah? This is how white European females treat white European men, yeah? And just wait till the shit hits the fan in Europe, especially in Estonia. Yeah, when the shit comes, they're all going to be complaining who is here to protect them. Yeah, who's here to protect the white females after they treat white males like absolute shit, yeah? And this is this one woman who's profiteering off the immigration, like the white elites who profiteer off cheap labor, cheap immigration, yeah? And she's profiteering off that, and for her, it's much more important to make a few dollars than what happens to me. I don't know if she has any idea that I've sacrificed my whole life fighting for people like her. And she understands the whole virus thing is a fraud, it seems, from talking to them. But, you know, this is how they treat me. And this is how white European elites treat white European working class people, yeah? This is the real problem. The Jews never would have been able to do anything. If it wasn't for people profiteering off immigration, there would be no immigration. Simple as that, yeah? And this whole place is full of people who don't speak Estonian. Yeah, even the few Estonians I meet that come here, they say, they make a comment, oh, that's the first time I heard in like a month that heard someone speaking Estonian, you know? So I'm going to get a cold and I'm going to get sick. Yeah, I'm going to be coughing my guts up because they turn the heating off and they think, you know, she's a real estate company. She knows the law. You know, if she just told me, I want you to leave because we don't need you anymore, start looking for some other place, I would have done that. I've done that. I've spent all afternoon transporting loads and loads of things to the convent down about four blocks down the road. So I'm doing my best to get rid of all my stuff so I can move and try to find something else. But it wasn't like that. It was like she's accusing me of being some sort of criminal and then saying, she's going to tell me that I've got to leave by a certain day. And she knows that's not legal. That's not the law. I haven't done anything wrong. Yeah, she hasn't bothered. She's got no interest whatsoever in justice and in what's fair and what's correct. And shit, when I talk to the workers here, how much do they get paid? And how much they're paying for the beds that I've been sleeping in? I've done three times as much work in terms of value, in terms of what I cost them, you know. And when you think about it, the only time I really cost them anything is when the room I was in was fully booked. None of the rooms I've ever been in have been fully booked. Yeah. So that means that there wasn't any night when I actually cost them anything. There was no opportunity cost. I wasn't taking a bed that they could have rented to somebody else because none of the rooms were fully booked that I was in ever. So there may have been a few nights, you know, when I cost them something because they could have rented my room out, my bed, a few nights, but really they got a huge bargain. And I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her. Yeah. That she builds these slum hostels, just buys buildings, doesn't give a shit about the people. If you heard the way she talks about the workers with utter contempt, she uses the word worker like some American racists use the word nigger. She may as well be calling the workers here niggers, the way she talks about them. And, you know, when I talk about cleaning their rooms and the sheets are all ripped and old and everything's crap and disgusting and there's mold on everything. And they say, oh, it's just the workers, you know, the filthy swine workers, you know, the filthy nigger workers here. They're, you know, worthless, they're pieces of shit, you know, the way she talks about them. And with that utter contempt for the people that pay her, that make profit here for her, the workers here, I'm even lower on her scale than the workers. You know, it's just absolutely absurd that she turned the heating off here. It was one thing to not lock the door so people will be using the toilets constantly, even though there's no need for, because they just built two new toilets, yeah, and two new showers. And she told me, we're going to close off this block because we don't need it anymore. They're going to turn it into rooms, which is what I suggested, or a cafe, you know. But for the first time I've been here, the heating's been turned off. Even though it was blasting hot air all 24 hours a day, constantly turning on and off, but like hot as a sauna in here, yeah. I come in here and I'd sweat. I couldn't come in here fully clothed, you know. And now they've turned that heater off. So... And they keep closing the door too, just make it as cold as possible. And what have I done to deserve that? Just being loyal. Her cleaning staff keeps throwing out pots and pans, knives and forks, cups, and sheets and towels because it's easier to throw the stuff in the garbage than clean it. And I've brought back in so many things. I've brought them sheets and pillows and pillowcases and duvet covers and pots and pans and knives and forks and cups and everything you can think of. Towels, I've brought them. Yeah, I brought them laptops too. I gave her daughter two laptops, the old laptops I found. The motherboards are worth at least 80 euro each, you know. I've brought so many things in because I've been loyal and thinking about them and conscientious and always wanting to contribute. Yeah, I found safety things and I've tried to do something about them. Even against the administrators, you know. I've watered plants and got told off for watering plants, which the daughter of the owner admits are dying because nobody waters them. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, you know. It's really fucked up. Something should be done about it, but, you know, nothing gets done about anything. But these are the people who will complain they're victims in the future when the shit really hits the fan, you know. Right now they're profiteering from everything. But just wait till they get a taste of what it is they've actually contributed to, you know. While having utter contempt for people like me who are trying to save them, yeah, and I've sacrificed everything to try to save them, they pander to the littlest shit who just happens to bring in 1 or 2 euros a night in profit. And that's what it's all about. That's what's wrong with Western civilization. That's why Western Europe fell to the Jews. Because of the little time, I mean, they may as well be Jews, the people who own this place, the way they behave, in terms of the stereotype, yeah? I'm going to have to actually ask the daughter if they are Jewish. She's got curly hair, you know? Because stereotype-wise, they fit the picture, you know? Stereotypical, what we think of a slum landlord. It's what they are. And to think they turned the heating, after everything they've done to me and put me in this shitty place, literally sleeping in the toilets... Now they turn the heat off too. Yeah? So what the fuck has come over these people? Yeah. How the fuck could a euro be worth so much to them that they'll sell out everything? They don't realize they're doing that. They think they're just getting rid of, they're just making money somehow off it, you know. But when they realize they've sold out all their children, all their grandchildren, all their great-grandchildren just for a little bit of money, while treating the people who are trying to save them and fighting for them like utter shit, yeah? They have utter contempt here for the workers who actually live here, and they've got even, and I'm lower on their rating than even the workers here, yeah? Anyway, 10 minutes, ciao for now.